You're saying you cared more for the Dark Tower than for the continued existence of the universe, Nancy Deepnose said. She spoke in a just-let-me-make-sure-I've-got-this-right voice and looked at Roland with a mixture of wonder and contempt. For the continued existence of all the universes. The Dark Tower is existence, Roland said, and I have sacrificed many friends to reach it over the years, including a boy who called me father. I have sacrificed my own soul in the bargain, Lady Sai. So turn thy impudent glass another way. May you do it soon and do it well, I beg. His tone was polite, but dreadfully cold. All the color was dashed from Nancy Deepnose's face, and the teacup in her hands trembled so badly that Roland reached out and plucked it from her hand lest it spill and burn her. Take me not amiss, he said. Understand me, for we'll never speak more. What was done in both worlds, well and ill, for Ka and against it. Yet there's more beyond all worlds than you know, and more behind them than you could ever guess. My time is short, so let's move on.
Well said, sir,
Moses Carver growled and thumped his cane again. If I offended, I'm truly sorry, Nancy said. To this Roland made no reply, for he knew she was not sorry a bit. She was only afraid of him. There was a moment of uncomfortable silence that Marion Carver finally broke. We don't have any breakers of our own, Roland, but at the ranch in Taos we employ a dozen telepaths and precogs. What they make together is sometimes uncertain, but always greater than the sum of its parts. Do you know the term good mind? The gunslinger nodded. They make a version of that, she said, although I'm sure it's not so great or powerful as that the breakers and thunderclap were able to produce.
Because they had hundreds, the old man grumped, and they were better fed.